Janice Barcelo. We're very fortunate to have her with us tonight, or this morning if you're in Australia. That she's a medical researcher and child advocate who has just published her second book, The Dark Side of Prenatal Ultrasound and the Dangers of Non-Ionizing Radiation. She'll be talking with us today about wireless devices and the impact these devices are having on our children's brains.
I'll start by saying it's important for people to know that children's brains are absorbing more radiation than the brains of adults. And that has something to do with the size of their bodies and how small their heads are, especially if they're holding a cell phone, and how much of their heads are being exposed to the radiation. But there's other things that are going on in terms of what's happening inside the heads of our children. What we should know is that bones are absorbing radiation heat, and our children's brains are, of course, encased in bone. As you can see, the eyes are surrounded by bone, the whole cortex, the frontal lobe, all of this part of the brain is completely surrounded by bone, and the bones are absorbing radiation heat, which means that the brain matter closest to the bone is also going to be absorbing this very, very dangerous heat. And this is the type of thing that can cause brain damage. The other thing that's happening with the brain is that radiation heats up the liquids of our body, our blood, our cerebrospinal fluid, all of the liquids in our body, every piece of water in our body is literally heating up from the radiation heat. And in the same way that when you put water in a pot and you put a flame under it, it begins to boil and the bubbles burst, this can actually happen. It's called implosion. Okay, this can happen in the cerebrospinal fluid, in our children's blood, in our own blood, and in all the liquids of our body when we are exposed to radiation heat, which these devices are causing massive amounts of. Now, the cortex itself, which is the part of our brain that is closest to the skull and that is also surrounded in the cerebrospinal fluid, this is the part of our brain that allows us to think rationally. And it's also the part of our brain that would allow us to determine, now wait a second, is it appropriate for me to get violent right now? Is it necessary for me to get violent right now? Okay, when this part of our brain is not functioning properly, there's going to be some challenges with respect to impulse control and rational behavior. And that's something we need very much to be aware of as the brains are being burnt, literally, by this radiation. Now, what we're also seeing in this part of the brain, this is the cortex, okay, the frontal lobe especially, and the temporal lobe, which are the closest parts to where the cell phones are being held, we're now finding a 50% increase in frontal and temporal lobe tumors in children. This is in the UK. This is in 10 years. Between 1999 and 2009, please keep in mind that cell phones were really mainstreamed into Western societies around 1995. Okay, so in a very, very short time, we're seeing a 50% rise in brain tumors in this part of the brain. And we have dedicated this evening's talk, let me just go back here for a second, to a young child who is suffering from a brain tumor. And there can be no question that this radiation is having an impact and contributing to these brain tumors massively. Now, malignant brain tumors have become the most common cancer among children aged 15 to 19. All right, according to WebMD, radiation exposure is the only known environmental cause of brain tumors. So let us not have any doubt about what is driving this epidemic. And when we are presented with medical people who are not aware of this information, it's important to present them with it so that they become aware and they can rapidly understand what is the driving cause of the afflictions of, in our children. Now, Mason also has something called glioblastoma, which is a type of tumor that's found in the glial cells. Glial cells are found in large numbers in the human cortex, which is surrounded by bone and by fluid that is heating up extensively, causing damage to the cortex. Now, this is one of the most interesting and difficult parts, probably for us to digest and integrate. Glial cells are believed to be at the root of human consciousness. All right, they are the glue that provides the structural stability for synaptic signaling. So they like hold all of our neurons together. And they're responsible for allowing the transformation, the transfer of information from neurons to neurons. And this information is also the transfer of information between us, between our source, our spirit, and the rest of our world. The fact that these cells are becoming tumorous, not just in the brain, but also schwannomas, are a type of glial cell. These are tumors of the heart that they're finding in rats who are exposed to this radiation. These glial cells are a fundamental component of human spirituality and of our connection to our Creator and of our ability to manifest, you know, a divine reality while we're here. And this is being severely interfered with by this radiation. And cell phones are being directly and repeatedly linked to the development of glial cell tumors. Okay, gliomas, these brain tumors now account for more than half of all tumors found in children under age 14. And this is something that should very, very deeply concern us. Please understand that the cortex, and particularly the frontal lobe, this part of the brain is a key to our spiritual development and our awareness. There was an article that I have quoted in my book, The Dark Side of Prenatal Ultrasound, about how our belief in God is linked to activity in the brain's frontal cortex. And they can actually turn off our belief in God by manipulating the human cortex. Here's a few quotes that are of interest. The doctor explained that the frontal lobe is the part of the brain where God communicates with man. Anything that affects the frontal lobe, whether it be through chemical or mechanical means, such as a trauma, would affect and cut off the line of communication between God and man. And this is very, very, very significant. People that engage in spiritual practices show a cortical thickening in the prefrontal cortex. Now keep that in mind, that their cortex becomes thicker from spiritual practices. But what is happening to our children? Right, according to a recent segment of 60 Minutes, 9 to 10-year-olds who spend 7 hours a day using devices like iPads and tablets are developing a thinning of the cortex. Just the opposite of what we should be seeing. 60 Minutes claimed that this is an indication of our children's brains maturing. But what it's really an indication of is brain damage and this is the type of brain damage that is found in Alzheimer's patients. Alzheimer's disease often manifests with a condition known as posterior cortical atrophy, which is a gradual and progressive degeneration of the outer layer of the brain, the cortex. Here's a picture. Right on the left, we see a normal brain with a thick cortex. On the right, we see a thinning of that cortex, which is happening to our children when they're exposed to devices that are emitting technologically produced radiation. I just want to back up and say I'm distinguishing between technologically produced radiation and natural radiation because these are different forces and the effects are completely different. So we are dealing today with a quintillion increase in technologically produced radiation and our exposure to this radiation. And it is having a very serious impact on many, many levels. Teens and youngsters who spend a lot of time in front of computers, especially gamers, are now showing signs of early onset dementia. Dementia is like a huge overarching umbrella in which Alzheimer's is a part of dementia. Okay, so our teenagers, our young people, are showing signs of dementia, cognitive dysfunction. All right, what we're seeing is a decline in memory. They can't remember where they put things. They're getting very forgetful in their 20s and 30s, and we're also seeing signs of depression, suicidal ideation, and addiction. So could the frontal brain damage be contributing to the escalating rates of suicide and depression in our youth, which is extremely serious right now? All right, we have had a doubling of emergency room visits in just 8 years, and 43% of these visits were in children between 5 and 11, thinking about committing suicide. We've had a 30% rise in suicide. This was reported in 2016. We're now 3 years later, and we don't have the statistics for what is happening to our youth. Something else that's very concerning is this diagnosis called frontotemporal dementia, which is the most common type of dementia in adults under 60. Okay, in this type of dementia, we're seeing a loss of brain tissue in the frontal cortex, which our children are also suffering from. And with this type of a dementia, we see emotional outbursts, lack of restraint, loss of impulse control, loss of empathy, potentially violent or criminal behavior. Are our children going to be diagnosed with FTD soon? Could this frontal brain damage explain the violence in schools? FTD attacks people at the very soul of their humanity. They don't even have empathy for their own family members. They're losing their connection to source. All right, so let me quickly say there's other things going on with this technology and what it's doing to the brain that people need to be aware of, but I don't have time. What I want to recommend for people to do, rosemary oil has been shown to help heal radiation damaged cells. So if I can encourage people to mix a drop of very clean rosemary oil from companies like Young Living in some organic coconut oil or olive oil and just rub it across the forehead. Always mix it with oil. Never put an essential oil on your skin directly. It could burn your skin. Okay, mix it with a carrier oil. Rub it here. This is where the damage is occurring, and also along the back of the spine to help heal radiation-damaged brain cells. Try to get your children in a radiation detox bath using sea salt, baking soda, some clay, and Epsom salt. Okay, please immediately get rid of any wireless baby monitor. I want to show you why. Because these devices are emitting huge amounts of radiation that are going to cause damage to your baby's brain. Okay? Dr. Klinghardt said baby monitors will destroy the baby's brain early on, and indeed they will. All of these devices are causing brain damage. The other things, of course, are turning all wireless devices off at night, making sure you have a clean field to sleep in, because it's through our sleep that we can do radiation repair. If we're chronically exposed to radiation, no repair can happen. And we and our children are in trouble. So turn them off, unplug those cordless phones, turn up every smart device, unplug them all every night, and ultimately get rid of them and get wired connections. And if you have any questions, please feel free to check out my website at birthofanewearth.com or radiationdangers.com. You can contact me, and my contact info will be on the video that we have from this talk. And thank you to Christine and to Nicola for organizing this and for giving me the opportunity to share this critically important information, for which I'm infinitely grateful for this opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Janice. Excellent job with that. That was just stunning to see the level of baby monitors. I mean, smart meter at the far left, and they're bad enough, but yeah, baby monitors. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Thank you for sharing that. And I did mention with everyone, maybe we missed some of this in the beginning, but with all of the videos that we'll be sharing from our speakers, they'll be sharing their reference link citations along with their contact information, websites, how to order their books, articles, etc., everything that's relevant to their presentation and their work. So if you want to know more, that would be good.